From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump was engulfed in controversy Sunday after he equated his creation of thousands of jobs as a sacrifice, comparable to the death of a Muslim American soldier who was killed fighting in Iraq. Ghazir Khan, the father of Army Captain Humayun Khan, told CNN that Trump is totally unfit for the leadership of this country. Khan, a Pakistani immigrant, said in an emotional speech at last week's Democratic National Convention that his family would never have been allowed to immigrate to the U.S. under Trump's immigration policies. Khan said that Trump during his life has sacrificed nothing and no one. Trump, in an interview that aired Sunday on ABC News, responded,
"I think I've made a lot of sacrifices. I work very, very hard. I've created thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs, built great structures. I've had tremendous success."
The Republican contender questioned why Khan's wife, Ghazala, stood by her husband while he spoke at the convention and said nothing, suggesting that as a Muslim woman, maybe she wasn't allowed to have anything to say. At least 13 people have been killed, including seven attackers, in an assault on a Somali police compound in Mogadishu Sunday. Somalia's internal security minister told VOA that the target was the Criminal Investigation Department headquarters. He said at least 10 people were wounded. The spokesman of the Internal Security Ministry of Somalia said the 13 killed included seven attackers, a government soldier, and five civilians. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.